Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When Marriage Needs an Answer by Sharon Pope is a practical guide for people stuck in the painful in-between of a struggling relationship where daily life continues, but the marriage feels uncertain. Rather than pushing readers towards staying or leaving, the book frames the core challenge as making a clear, values-based decision and then following through with integrity. Pope draws on coaching-style tools to help readers separate short-term emotions from long-term needs, clarify what they want, and stop waiting for a spouse to change before taking action. The premise is that clarity reduces anxiety and resentment, because indecision quietly drains energy, self-respect, and hope. Readers are guided to evaluate patterns, communication breakdowns, unmet needs, and the impact of staying on their identity and well-being. The tone is direct and supportive, emphasizing personal responsibility, boundaries, and realistic expectations. The overall promise is a path to an answer that feels grounded, compassionate, and free of regret. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from limbo to clarity, why indecision hurts more than the outcome. A central idea in the book is that the most damaging phase of a troubled marriage is often not divorce or reconciliation, but prolonged limbo. When you do not know whether you are staying or leaving, you tend to live reactively, measuring each week by your spouse's mood, effort, or mistakes. The book positions clarity as a form of emotional safety, because a decided life has direction, boundaries, and priorities. It encourages readers to notice how indecision shows up as rumination, chronic stress, people-pleasing, or avoidance of honest conversations. Instead of interpreting every conflict as proof the marriage is doomed or every good day as a reason to postpone hard choices, the process invites a higher-level view of patterns over time. Pope's approach emphasizes that an answer is not something your partner gives you through a sudden transformation, it is something you choose by aligning your decision with what you value most. This topic also highlights the difference between hope and fantasy. Hope can motivate constructive action, while fantasy postpones action and keeps you stuck. Moving from limbo to clarity becomes the first step toward either rebuilding with intention or leaving with peace. Secondly, assessing the marriage. Honestly, needs, patterns, and deal breakers, the book guides readers to evaluate the marriage with honesty rather than panic, loyalty, or guilt. That starts with identifying what is actually not working, beyond labels like growing apart or not happy. Readers are prompted to look at recurring patterns such as emotional disconnection, chronic criticism, lack of intimacy, unresolved conflict, or imbalance in responsibility. The key is to distinguish situational problems that may be improved with skill and commitment from structural problems that repeatedly violate core needs. A practical part of this assessment is clarifying personal deal breakers and non-negotiables, which may include safety, fidelity, respect, addiction recovery, or willingness to seek help. This topic also focuses on personal needs, not as selfish demands, but as requirements for a healthy partnership. The book encourages readers to examine how long their needs have been unmet and what attempts have already been made to address them. Another element is acknowledging your own role in the dynamic, whether that is enabling, avoiding conflict, shutting down emotionally, or trying to control outcomes. The goal is not self-blame, it is accuracy. By building a clear picture of the relationship reality, the reader can make a decision based on evidence and alignment rather than fear. Thirdly, taking responsibility without carrying the whole marriage, Pope emphasizes a balanced form of responsibility, owning your choices and behavior while refusing to shoulder the entire relationship alone. Many struggling spouses overfunction, becoming the manager of the marriage by scheduling talks, researching solutions, and absorbing disappointment when change does not last. The book challenges that model by reframing responsibility as taking action that is within your control, such as setting boundaries, communicating clearly, requesting specific changes, and deciding what you will do if those changes do not occur. This topic explores how resentment builds when one partner feels like the only adult in the room, and how that resentment can mask deeper grief and loneliness. It also addresses the trap of waiting for certainty before acting. Instead, you can run a thoughtful decision process, test new behaviors, and gather information about your spouse's willingness to engage. The book's coaching orientation supports readers in moving away from vague complaints toward concrete requests and timelines, which prevents endless negotiations. Importantly, it also validates that a marriage requires two committed participants. If the other partner is unwilling to own their part, your responsibility becomes choosing how you will protect your mental health and future. This creates a path to empowerment, whether you rebuild or end the relationship. Fourthly, communication that creates data, hard conversations, boundaries, and requests. Instead of treating communication as a last-ditch attempt to save the marriage, the book treats it as a way to create clarity. Conversations are framed as opportunities to learn what is possible, not to win or prove a point. This topic emphasizes expressing feelings and needs directly, avoiding mind reading, and replacing general statements with specific examples of behaviors and impacts. Readers are encouraged to communicate boundaries that define what is acceptable, what must change, and what consequences will follow if the pattern continues. The purpose of boundaries is not punishment, it is self-protection and truth-telling. The book also highlights the value of making actionable requests. For example, a request might involve committing to counseling, agreeing to a weekly check-in, addressing substance use, or rebuilding intimacy with consistent effort. Crucially, communication is paired with observation. A partner's response is measured by sustained behavior, not apologies or short bursts of improvement. This creates useful data for the decision ahead. The topic also covers emotional regulation, because difficult conversations often trigger defensiveness, shutdown, or escalation. By approaching discussions with calm structure, the reader increases the chance of productive engagement and also learns quickly if engagement is unlikely. Either outcome supports a regret-free answer. Lastly, choosing to stay or leave without regret, building a future. You can live with. The book's decision framework aims to reduce regret by aligning the choice with values, long-term well-being, and reality. Regret often comes from abandoning yourself, staying too long while losing self-respect, or leaving impulsively without doing the work to understand what you needed. This topic centers on making a decision you can stand behind years later, even if it is difficult in the short term. For staying, the emphasis is on intentional rebuilding, clear agreements, mutual effort, and a plan for creating emotional safety and connection. Staying is not presented as endurance. It is presented as an active choice with expectations and accountability. For leaving, the emphasis is on dignity and closure. The reader is encouraged to grieve, disentangle thoughtfully, and avoid using separation as a way to force change. The book also speaks to identity because people often fear that leaving means failure or that staying means settling. By reframing the decision as self-leadership, it becomes possible to choose either path while honoring your integrity. Practical steps include setting timelines, seeking support, and preparing for the emotional waves that follow any major transition. The result is a clearer future, with less second-guessing and more peace. In conclusion, this book is best for anyone who feels stuck in a marriage that is not working but cannot find solid ground under the question of, should I stay or should I go? It is especially useful for readers who have tried to fix things through patience, conversations, or self-improvement, yet still feel lonely, resentful, or uncertain. The benefit is that it redirects attention from controlling the spouse to leading yourself. By clarifying needs, boundaries, and deal breakers, you reduce the exhausting cycle of hope and disappointment and replace it with a decision process that respects your mental health. Readers can apply the tools immediately to create better conversations, set clearer expectations, and evaluate whether real change is possible. Compared to similar marriage books that focus mainly on saving the relationship, this one stands out for treating both outcomes with seriousness and compassion. It offers a practical path to certainty rather than a moral push towards staying. That makes it worth buying for anyone who wants an answer that is thoughtful, values-based, and designed to minimize regret, regardless of whether the next chapter is rebuilding or moving on. If you would like to support Sharon Pope, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.